It's not very sunny, is it, today?
No. It's a bit cloudy and sunny.
Cloudy and what?
It's a bit cloudy and sunny.
So did you have to buy an umbrella last week with Daddy?
What?
Did you have to buy an umbrella with Daddy last week?
You know, it's a rubbish weather.
Was it?
When we got our umbrella, when it was raining, we were soaked wet. We asked a person who knows where umbrella shop was. We went down and my dad was silly, couldn't even see it, but I did.
Did you?
And I just straight run to go to the shop. And when we went to the dog zoo.
Dog zoo?
Yeah.
What's the dog zoo?
You know where you take dogs on holiday?
A kennels?
Yeah.
When did you go to one of them?
When my dad was we went to a kennel and we asked the person, one of the persons, and they said, I don't think you can, but you can if you want. It's just the driver. That's just good, isn't it?
What, do you mean, did you go to a vet or to a kennel?
A kennel.
Alright. What did you go there for?
Because we were taking the dog on holiday.
Right.
So that's why I'm telling you. That's rubbish. And then it stopped raining in the end. When it was still cloudy. And it was going to rain again. And we just went to a shop. And put our umbrellas down. And then we just went in. And I got some crisps. You know, I got some. You know them long crisps? The long crisps. What are they called?
I don't know. Are they crisps or are they breadsticks?
Breadsticks.
Have you finished your cereal?
Not yet.
We've got bad coughs anyway.
Eat all of it.
Drink some apple juice as well. Wait, you get yourself undressed so I get you ready.
No, I'll get myself ready and you get me undressed.
But should we do it that way around then, yeah?
But can I leave this on?
No. happened yesterday. We're not having that today, are we?
But I only want to wear them today.
Though. Not allowed for school.
Why?
Because you've got to just wear a uniform now.
Some people do.
Well, you don't. You have a uniform.
But Ruby's not going to wear this dress. This skirt. Ruby's going to wear a summer dress.
Well, you can wear a summer dress tomorrow because I've got to do some ironing today. So I'll iron you one for tomorrow.
Summer dress.
It's not ironed. This is ironed.
But what if you just iron it quickly now?
No, we're not doing that, Ruby. What about if you just do as you're told?
Please, Mum.
No, you can have it on tomorrow. I'll sort it out today for you. And did you want a red one as well? Did you want to get a red summer dress?
Yes.
Is that, what colour does Jasmine have?
A red one.
And what colour does Ruby have?
Red one.
Right, well, how about this week, if you're good for me every morning, and you get ready for school every morning, how about on Saturday, me and you go shopping and we see if we can get you a red summer dress. Same as Ruby and Jasmine's. What do you think? Is that a good idea? Is that a good idea? Come here then, let's get you ready. Come here, honey cake. Have a cuddle. Have a cuddle.
Mummy.
What?
Ruby's not. Wear that skirt.
Give me a cuddle.
I'm a bit itchy.
Because them pants might be a bit tight, maybe.
They're not. They're just right.
Are they?
They're just like tight there.
Yeah.
But they're not tight here.
Right, sit up so I can comb your hair.
Okay.
Do you want me to put this clip in it?
What?
Does that work? Oh, it doesn't work. It's broken, that one. Do you want this clipping out of my hair?
Yeah.
Careful, or do you want to keep your headband in?
You can have that hair clip. You know.
Right, take your headband out then while brushing hair.
Do you know what? I've got a hair clip
for you. Come here. Just come here a minute. Let's get you ready and then you can show me.
Just
need to... Rubes, come on, because we're going to be late for school. We need to get dressed, please. Good girl. Arms in the air. Come here, arms in the air. Come here,
there. But when I get to school, Ruby's not gonna wear.
Yeah, we'll see if we can get you one on Saturday. That's what I've just said. We'll go to the shops and we'll see. I'll give you the money. You can pay for it yourself, but only if you're good every morning for me. Because yesterday you weren't. So that's already one day that you've been naughty. So I think you should be very good today to make up for it, don't you? Come on, quick, top on. Up. Quick, come on. Sit up. I count to three and I want you to sit up. One, two. Good girl. That was quick for you, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And in.
That was quick for you.
You put your left leg in, your left leg out, in, out, in. Out, you shake it all about.
Mum!
What?
What if we get some custards and what if we get some custards?
When? We have to wait till you're allowed treats, don't we?
Yeah.
Maybe by the weekend you'll be allowed treats if you're good for me. Right, come on then, take your pants off.
What's this? What's this?
Come on, take your pants off, please.
Pants, leggings. You pull them. No, by the finger. I don't want to wear that jumper.
Just to go to school in, Ruby.
No.
Sit up now.
I don't want to wear
Don't see it Ruby. You do as you're told. I've just said you wear it to school. If you want to take it off when you get there, you can do. Don't kick off all the stupid things. Have you seen your face? Ruby, don't even think about kicking off with me today. Because I'm not having it. Because you know what I'll do? I'll take you in school. I'll take you straight up to Miss McCrindle. And I'll say, excuse me, Miss McCrindle, can I talk to you? In front of all the girls and boys. And I'll say, is Ruby good at school? Because Ruby's very, very naughty at home at the moment. And I don't know what's wrong with her. Do you want me to do that in front of everybody? Ask Miss McCrindle. Put your socks on.
I want to wear a different jumper.
Well, Ruby, your cardigan at school, you lost because you took it off and you don't know where you put it. And it disappeared, yeah? Your other one's in the wash. It's warm enough just to wear that to school and then take it off and put it on your hook.
I want to wear my stripey one.
Oh. Let's get it on now.
Listen.
Do you think it's nice for Mummy this? Do you, this morning, every morning? This kicking off, do you think it's nice? You said you were sorry to me yesterday and you're doing exactly the same thing again today. Now you need to sort it out, Ruby.
What?
Listen, what did Daddy say?
Don't.
You won't be going on the school trip. That's what Daddy said. And you won't go to the water park. Every time you're naughty, that means you won't do nice things. Why do you have to spoil it? Well, you have to get Bobble from somewhere.
Okay. I only want it like this. I only want it like this, Mum. I only want it like this.
Well, you have to find a Bobble first, won't you?
Okay. I only want it like this.
All right. There's a red bubble there, near the picture of Uncle James.
Near the knit comb.
There's a bubble.
There you go.
Head up so I can be parting. Head up.
Which bus is this? Does it let children on this bus? Mum?
What?
Does this bus let children on?
Right, listen to the room. I'm sending Grandma a message. Can I tell her that you've been a good girl this morning or not?
Yeah.
Can I?
Yeah.
So you're not going to kick off any more of the silly things? No, can I send her a message telling her that you've been good?
Yeah.
She'll be upset otherwise, won't she?
Yeah.
So she'll have, right, Ruby's being very good. Is that the truth?
Yeah.
Right, Ruby's being very good. Where's that bubble gone?
I gave it up. It's a wrist.
Right, sit up a minute. Ruby, keep your head up. Up. Ruby, put your head up. Ruby, put your head up. Yeah, I'm trying to do your hair. Put your head up. We've got 5 minutes till we have to go to school, so I've got to get it done.
Can
you keep your head still?
Can
up.
I just sew it like I want it to be?
You've shown me what you want it to be. No, keep still, Ruby.
It wasn't right. I want it like this.
That's what I was doing with it. What? Move your hands. There you go.
I wanted it longer.
Do you want that slide in the front?
I wanted it longer.
That's how long it goes. That's how long your hair is.
But I wanted it longer.
You haven't got long hair.
But I only wanted it down to here.
Well, it doesn't go down to there.
But just do it loose.
No, let's just go and brush your teeth. Come on. Where's that slide as well? There's a slide. Let me put the slide in the front. Look at me. Right, go and clean your teeth. You haven't got long hair. You can't have a long ponytail if you've not got long hair. Just take it out and put your headband in there.
I wanted long hair and you said no.
Okay. You got them on, can you manage?
Yeah.
Girl.
I know how to do it.
Did you fasten them okay?
Yeah.
Brilliant. So you're getting to be a big girl now, aren't you? your bottle of water? What are you doing? Boiling water, that babe.
What is that doing?
That's from the washing, when it's washing James' sleeping bags. That's the water when you rinse.
Why is it? Why does it take for ages?
Ruby, don't, because it could come out boiling hot and you could burn your fingers.
Did it?
I said don't touch all that, it's scalding hot water. Come on. There's your water there.
Where is my breakfast then?
Breakfast? Your cereal?
Yeah.
That's
funny. Can I put the honey in?
No, because that's the trickiest bit, because there's not a lot left.
Please.
No.
Please.
No, Ruby.
No, Ruby. Here we go.
Wait.
Here we go.
Excuse me.
Can I put it in?
No.
Can I put the cereal in?
Yeah, just let me open it and get it ready.
Is it new cereal?
Okay, well, we bought it yesterday, didn't we? Right, that's on that side, like that. Well, I'll hold the bowl, you hold the cereal. Tip. I think that, is that enough? When? Oh, Ruby, you just go in and clear the table of those clothes where you're going to sit. Or maybe I'll sort of honey in the milk out. finished.
I told him to.
Right, let's take this now. How's that? Is that okay? Yeah? When you've had that, you can help me make dinner. I want cartoons, Annie said.
Cartoons on.
Oh, thanks.
Is that okay?
Yeah. Please. What? Well, I think I need one. Get a good sleep.
Do it again.
He thought he was a rattlesnake.
Do it again.
Okay. I'm a little cute kitten. Stop stroking. Makes you jump, doesn't it?
It didn't make me jump. I'm going to put that in front of me.
Okay. It's really me. You might be able to even feed him. On the picture. What have you got? Some Rice Krispies on his face? Here you go.
No, I got spoiled. Why did you give me a little bit?
It's not a little bit, that's a lot.
It's not. It's not really.
Do you want some more? Or you got to finish that and then have another bowl and you can tip to the bowl yourself if you finish that. What's the word? You know what we're going to make later on when you get in from school?
What?
Smoothies.
What?
Smoothies.
What?
make them win. You can chop the bananas. Because it's going to have bananas in them. So you can slice the bananas and milk. And maybe a bit of ice cream. And maybe some nectarine or some plum, some peach or some pear. You put fruit in them. Fruit, milk, a bit of ice cream, and you go with the blender.
Can I do that bit?
No, that's what the adult helper has to do. You can do the rest, so you can chop the fruit. And I'll let you hold my hands with it and we'll do it together. And you tip it into cups and you drink it.
What about Pappy?
What about Pappy? I don't know if Pappy would like it.
Who would?
Would he? Well, maybe we could make him want to take it down there for him.
What about if we put some of these in? Some apple.
Yeah, we could do. We could put any of that fruit in. And you know what that makes? It makes a healthy smoothie. I just spat out the cereal though.
That's
so
right.
Finish your cereal so we can get you dressed in a minute.
I wanted to do that.
That looked well funny.
Will you tell my dad?
So Ruby sneezed and she spat cereal all over the floor. And I'll have to clean it up.
Should I do it again?
No, because it makes a mess on the floor. It was an accident that time because you did a sneeze. You can't do it on purpose because that's just rude. Got to wear your bright clothes for school tomorrow. I wonder what you're going to wear.
Why am I not wearing my school dress?
Because it's really, really dirty and I need to wash it.
Well, I...
Because you painted on it and made it a mess.
I didn't.
Are you a robot?
Yes, I.
Yes, I.
Can
I'm a robot. My name is Mummy and I'm the boss robot.
No,
you must
I am
do
the
what
boss.
I say.
I am the boss.
Exterminate, exterminate. That cough, won't we? change your jumper out of it.
I'm not wearing that cardigan.
Yeah, if you're cold.
I don't want to. I don't really want to.
But you can take it to school, and if you get cold at school, then you can wear it. Because you need a cardigan. You already lost one last week at school, because it never came back. Someone else must have took it home.
I don't want that one, but I want a different one, and I'll keep the other one.
I don't know what you mean. Your other one got lost.
I won't lose the other one. I'm being really quick.
Good, because we've got to go to school in 10 minutes. Do you think you can get yourself dressed this morning?
Not really.
I think you could. You did yesterday. I'll unbutton your pyjamas for you, but I bet you could take them off.
Will you time me?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Come on.
What, from now?
Yeah.
Well, wait till you finish your last mouthful of cereal, then I'll time you.
Okay. The other bits are just stuck on, so I can't even get them.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, go! 1.
Do my buttons.
Can you not do your buttons?
Well.
Can? Yay. 1, 2.
I needed to do the toilet.
Okay, I'll stop counting for a minute while you go to the toilet. Coming. In the mirror and you'll see.
No, it's not like Tony and Leah's. It's not like Tony and Leah's.
Well, put it on another way then. Don't kick off at me for something silly like that.
Not sure I'll put it back on again.
Ruby, just come and get dressed, please. We've got to go to school now. I'm going to time you. I'm going to carry on counting. Where was I up to? Was it 3, 2? Shall I start from the beginning? Okay. One. Come on, all right, get near here.
What? I want you to put the headband on like it was
first. Why don't you try asking nicely and say please? That's, what's that face for? Dear me, Ruby. So it was a bushy hair, so it's silky. Or should we do that when you're dressed?
Dressed.
Cover your mouth when you cough.
Today.
Go and have a look in the mirror and you'll see.
Not like it was first. It wasn't like it was first. It was like Zainab's like that.
Will you show me how you mean? Because I don't know how you mean.
You put it on and go like this, then go like that. It doesn't even work!
Calm down!
It doesn't work.
Right, well just come and get dressed then we'll sort you out. There's another headband in the car. Sort it out. Come here now and get dressed, please.
No, I want it like it was.
Well, come in. Let me brush your hair, and then it'll look like it's meant to look. No kicking off. What did we say yesterday? We'd had loads of fun and loads of laughing, and we want to carry that on. You want to go swimming with Nanny on Saturday, and you want to go for a drive out. We won't be able to do those things if you're going to be like this. Is this a nice way to be for your mummy in the morning?
But I want to go swimming today.
If you want to go swimming, you've got to be a good girl.
But I wanted to go swimming today.
I let you have treats yesterday as well. And you woke up and you're being moody with me. I'm not having it. Now I'll count to 3 and I want you to have a happy face on. And I want you to be over here getting dressed because we're going to be late for school if you don't. I count to 3. 1. 2.
Don't count loud.
Pardon?
Don't count loud like you're angry.
Right, just come and get dressed now, Ruby. I've had enough. If you don't come and get dressed now, I'm taking you to school in your pyjamas and you look very silly. So if I was you, I'd get dressed right now. Rube, I'm going to count to 10 now, and you're going to get dressed. I'm going to time you, okay? Ready? You ready?
Yeah.
Why have you got that face? Okay. Ready? Steady? Go! You're not gonna do it. Nah. Ruby, it's nearly on 9. Come on, quick. 9. Is that an old sock or a new one?
Old.
Okay, can't be putting the old ones back on, Dafty. There's some new ones there. Can you see the new ones?
No.
One. Yeah, and there's one under your bum. Under your bum. Come on, Ruby, hurry up because we've got to go.
They're not new. See?
Oh, they're all right.
Mummy, can I wear my jelly shoes?
Just get dressed, please.
Can I wear my
jelly shoes? You know what, Ruby? We've got to leave for school in 1 minute, otherwise we're going to be late.
Can I wear my jelly shoes,
though? No, not for school. You can wear them when we go to the swimming baths on Saturday. It's good to wear stuff like that. You know, because when you walk to the pool, you can walk to the pool in your jelly shoes and they don't get wet. And then you take them off when you go in the water. And then when you get out, you can put them back on to walk back into the changing room. That's what Nanny does.
What if I go in with my jelly shoes on?
Well, it won't be very good for swimming, but it doesn't matter if they get wet because the plastic, they just dry dead easily. Yeah.
I want to go in them now.
I want to go to Llandudno. No, you can play in the sea and on the beach all day long in there, and they won't even get ruined.
And you can even wipe the sand off, you can.
Yeah, whatever you want. Brilliant.
I only want to wear...
Ruby, can you just put your skirt on and can you be good for me? Can you think about what you're saying?
I want my jelly shoes just for today. These don't.
You can wear them tomorrow for your colourful day. Okay?
I only want to wear them for today.
Ruby, can you? on and your socks on right now, please.
What?
We're going to be late for school and you're being horrible to me.
But look, I've already got one sock on.
Good, we'll put the other one on and get your skirt on as well. Shouldn't take all this time to get dressed.
Don't want you to calm down. Just calm down and rest.
Ruby, I would be very calm and very, very happy and chilled out if you would just get dressed nicely instead of being a whinging girl in the mornings.
It's to wear my dairy shoes.
Can you get your other sock and your skirt on right now, please? Right, I've had enough now. I'm going to count to three. And if you're not dressed, I'm taking you to school, however you are. Because I'm ready and I'm needing to get to you to school before it's time for them to shut the doors. Because what we're going to do then if they shut the doors? And that happens in 5 minutes. So I'm going to count to three, and if you're not dressed, I'm just taking you to school in whatever you've got on. Even if you've got no shoes on, because I'm not messing around. One.
Don't count it
wrong. Don't tell me. Now I'm going to count to three. One. Two. Three. Are you dressed? Because I'm taking you to school right now in whatever you've got on. Hiya. Right, if you don't shape yourself now, you've got no treats for a week. You want your shoes and your skirt on right now. What did that sound like to you, Rubes?
Don't know.
Well, think about it. Did it sound like people having fun, or did it sound a bit horrible, really?
Having fun.
It sounded like people having fun? Look at me. Is that what you really think? Did it sound like Mummy was having fun?
Yep.
Did it sound like you were?
Yep.
I don't think so. What are you doing?
Putting my shoes on.
Can you manage yourself?
Yep.
Have you got anything to say to me?
What do I have to say?
You don't have to say anything. I'm just asking you if you've got anything to say to me after listening to that.
Sorry?
Yeah, I think you should do. That's a horrible way to be in the morning, isn't it?
Yeah.
The day before that, you were good as gold. We had fun in the morning, didn't we? It's not a nice way to start the day, is it? Ruby?
What?
It's not a nice day to start, a nice way to start the day, that. So, do you think tomorrow, can you shake my hand and promise you'll be good tomorrow? Shake that, shake on it. Promise I'll be good in the morning, Mummy.
Promise!
Do you?
Yeah.
Right, give us a big squeeze. Because I know you can be good. And you know you can be good, don't you? Hey? Yeah. What do we say? Good as what?
Good as gold.
Good as gold. Do you want me to help you?
No, I can do it. It's just a bit tricky.
Is it? Let me see what you're doing. Do you know what you can do?
What?
You can post that bit back through. Like that. And then pull that strap that way and it'll get unhooked. This one. No. Like that. Get like that. Pull it up. Up. And there you go. And it's out. That's a new way of doing it, isn't it? You can try that yourself later.
Hey, why did that go there?
Do it slowly, that's it. Sometimes plastic and rubber stuff sticks together, doesn't it?
You're taking my hair for?
Just checking that it looks okay.
Mama did it.
Brilliant. Well done.
I can take them off like that. Ow. I've not got any.
I've not checked yet.